Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
I'm so excited today to be having a conversation with Stephanie Curry, the Public Policy Manager at Family Policy Alliance. Stephanie, you recently wrote an article about the impact of abortion. Tell us more.
Since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, 30 to 50% of our Black population is missing due to abortion. In some cities in our country, like in New York City, more Black babies are aborted than are born. And I agree that that is genocide. And we need Black and Brown voices standing up and speaking out for our babies to say that this is wrong and we need to save our children's lives.
And what's so interesting that often the loudest voice about this are liberal-leaning, leftist-leaning, who always champion racial justice, social justice. But those are the very voices then that are trying to silence saving precious Brown and Black babies.
Using Black lives for profit is not a new thing in our country, unfortunately. We have a long history of race being used to make money. And I think that the pro-choice party of today is doing the same thing, where our own people are saying that we need to have abortion, that Black women need to have access to abortion because there's this idea that Black women are unable to take care of their children, that they're uneducated, they can't provide a stable financial environment for their families, and the only option left to them is population control. And that is degenerate, and we don't believe that. We believe that we can walk alongside families like you, and your organization works with pregnancy centers and churches and community members and help them keep their babies and have stable lives and provide them with good educational opportunities. And that's what we do.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Daily Spotlight, Stephanie. And thank you for the service that you provide in helping Americans recognize the value of every life. God bless you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. God bless you as well.